Hello, everyone. You have entered the battle phase. It is I, the Midnight Bard, your favorite bard. And jingle all the way is what I do. Joining me, as always, is the boys. He's gonna have himself a merry little Christmas, Gamma.
It's the wrong song.
And it's Christmas time in the city for Sacro.
I prefer Silver Bells.
Yes. welcome to the Battle Phase Podcast, the podcast where me and the boys discuss all kinds of anime-related things. However, we're doing a very special thing today for the holidays. A lot of anime holiday specials kind of seem like they don't center around the holidays. Instead, what we're planning on doing, I mean, unless you're watching rom-coms, usually rom-coms have at least one Christmas episode. So what we're doing today is we're going to be discussing each one of our favorite holiday episodes, specials, OVAs, or movies. So, with that being said, be sure to hit like, subscribe, reach out to us on our socials. We are on X.com at the Battle Phase. We're also on Twitter and Threads at the Battle Phase. Reach out to us. Tell us what you would like for us to read next. And, come say hello. We're terribly lonely here. Terribly.
So yeah, whenever Bard lets us out of our cage, we can only talk in this chat for a little bit, and then we're back to the cages again.
For a little bit, yeah. And then back to the cage it is.
Yeah. It's getting cold in here.
I actually feel kind of terrible because my dog is in her crate right now because my wife is, like, you know,
sleeping.
She's getting a haircut or something. I forgot what she told me. And
8:00 at night?
I'm... Her hairstylist is her friend.
Oh, okay.
Her hairstylist is her friend. So she's getting a haircut or something. I don't know what. Getting a diet. I don't remember. Anyway, so there's that. And I'm in here talking to you guys. So my dog, who loves to chew on walls, has to be in her crate.
Oh, boy.
Because, she's decided that, oh, man, paint is just absolutely delicious. she just loves to chew the paint off walls.
So... Before we get into this, I do have a question for you guys. What have you guys been playing lately, video game wise?
You want me to be honest or no?
Yes. Yes. Not extra.
Be honest and go first now.
Yeah.
What do you got, Gamma? You did this to yourself.
Yeah.
I've been playing Setsilians, Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel, Forgive Me Father 2, and the Butt Knight demo.
What's Forgive Me Father 2? Hold on a second. They made a second one?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. So,
and additionally, there was a lot of there where I'm like, oh, so what about this did you not want to be honest about? These are legit titles.
Butt Knight 2? I mean, Butt Knight Demo?
I don't know what that is.
I told you to get it.
Butt Knight? Or Butt Knife?
Butt Knight. B-U-T-T Knight. Demo.
Oh god.
I see it. I see why he didn't want to talk about it.
Okie dokie.
What about you, Bard? What have you been playing?
The gameplay is pretty good though.
I don't know what that said me. anyways, yeah. Oh my, I cannot even show this on TV.
Okay then. So
it's in my search
what history. I've been playing, and nothing that I need to be weird about here. I've been playing a lot of Zenless Zone Zero. I really enjoy that game. It's gacha, which I hate because, you know, like, I wanted to get the character Bernice when she was out, and I just kept pulling, trying to get the S rank pull, and when I got the S rank pull, I got a different character that I already had. So I was like, that sucks. I've also been playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel. There's an event going on right now. So I'm like, yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. Been playing the One Piece TCG sim, which is, you know, a fan-made, but it's really, really good. And, I've just been revisiting some old titles, Shadow Hearts Covenant. I've been revisiting Fire Emblem Three Houses, which I do at least once a year. I've been revisiting Sonic Colors and, Honey Pop Double Date, Lollipop Chainsaw.
A lot of these are correct.
Tales of Valkyria. Yeah.
Honey,
we can stop real quick.
Not a
rewind.
Shame.
Okay.
Rewind.
But how about you, Sacred? What are you playing?
I was playing a bunch of games, but now I'm only playing two because they turned out to be way longer than I thought they would be. So I'm playing Silent Hill 2 Remake, which just came out.
Yeah.
At the end of
Sayu was talking about that a lot. He said that it was great.
Yeah, it's really good. It is really good.
Yeah, he wants us to be in a video about it. You remember?
I do remember. I don't know what I'm doing in there, but I'm there. My wife has never experienced it, is sitting on the couch watching me play it, and she's like, wow, every time something happens, and it's great. They slightly de-sexied the ghost nurses, which I'm cool with.
Yeah.
I'm not. What? Bring back the sexy ghost nurses.
Okay, their monster nurse skirts still go all the way up their thigh where they shouldn't be, but now you can see less of their chest because they're constantly flexing forward on you. But also in the original game they weren't that sexified. It was the movies they were.
I know, I liked them in the movies.
Did not like the movies, but yeah, I get it.
You guys ever see like that show American Dragon Jake Long?
Yeah.
I heard of it.
Zuko's in it.
Yeah, you guys remember the Bradster?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's you.
Like there was that one episode. Yeah, I know.
I know what episode you're talking about too.
There was an episode where, you know, like they have a kissing booth, but like the evil guy for the episode is transforming people into monsters. So he shows up with a huge wad of cash and he's like, pucker up, buttercup, because here we go. And then immediately the girl turns into just like this demon. And, you know, she kind of like sticks out her tongue and it's like, you know, alien movie tongue, you know, where it's got another mouth and stuff. And instead of like running away in terror, he just goes jackpot, and I'm like, oh my god,
yeah. But
what is this?
I've also been playing Dragon Age, the new one that just came out recently, Veilguard. Dude, the hair physics in that game are insane.
The hair?
I don't know why the hair physics are like it's the most interesting part of the game at this point.
Just the hair physics.
I gotta ask a question.
The hair physics.
For you.
They're cool. Yeah.
So here's the question. It seems like video games are kind of going in one direction nowadays, where basically American-made video games, at least, or like West-made video games, where it feels like the emphasis on hyper-realism with the set design is kind of like the thing that they're wanting to do. Me, personally, I like video games that are a lot more stylized. So, like, if it looks anime, if it looks cartoony, like whenever we played Cuphead with Helix and stuff like that, love that. So my question for you guys is, what's your take? How do you prefer your game art style?
It depends on the game. Dragon Age is way more stylized than the new one is, than the gritty realism everybody wanted. It's more high fantasy than low and dark fantasy like it used to be. But I'm fine with it. The story is cool. The characters are fine so far. I'm not in love with some of the characters, but I also didn't like any of the characters in 2 or Inquisition. So, yeah. But for realistic games, obviously Silent Hill is perfect as the realistic thing goes.
Right.
It's supposed to be horror.
Right. I feel like with horror, yeah, it feels like the more realistic you get, the better a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I didn't care for The Last of Us realism. Like, it was cool in the first game, kind of. And the second one took it to the complete next level. But it just didn't really stick with me a whole lot. But it was good because it was scary.
I don't know if it's like the uncanny valley thing, but like whenever something tries to be too hyper realistic, it just kind of takes me out of it. Because, you know, it's even if it's not like the uncanny valley where it's like, oh, this looks like this gives me like a weird feeling. It's like I can tell that this was very crafted and therefore it takes me out of the immersion.
How do you feel about Red Dead 2?
I have an easier time being. Yeah, I feel like I have an easier time being immersed whenever something's hyper stylized because it's like it's a different world. You know, like, so it can look and feel like whatever. But yeah, that's just me on video games.
What about what about Red Dead 2's realism? Because that's what sucks you into the story is how realistic everything feels. Like, the way the mud moves when you step on it and, like, the way your animals react in ways that the internet was freaking out about. Things like that.
Not sure. Never played it.
Oh, it's really good. I watched my wife play pretty much the entire game, and then I played a little bit myself. There's some really cool ghostly parts, and like the thunderstorms are like the most beautiful thunderstorms I've seen in a video game ever. I have this weird thing where I love like weather effects in games, and it looks so good.
So, speaking about weather, it's the holidays. So I asked you guys to tell me what your favorite Christmas themed anything was regarding media, and so I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say. I don't know what you guys brought to the table because I didn't ask for you guys to tell me, so I'm just gonna say spoiler alert for whatever's coming next. And I guess let's start with one of you guys. Have you got any volunteers?
Let's get this over with. Christmas
all
episode.
All right, Gammo. Spoiler alert for what exactly?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for Spy Family.
Spoiler alert for Spy Family. Let's go.
Is there a Christmas episode in Spy Family?
Yeah.
The movie.
Oh, that doesn't count. It's not an episode. It's the movie.
I mean, what do you mean? I
watched the entire show and there was no Christmas episode. And then there's the movie I can't watch yet because it's not available here.
It's on Crunchyroll.
What do you mean? It's in Crunchyroll.
Is it now? It wasn't on Crunchyroll when I looked it up a month ago when I finished it.
It's on Crunchyroll, yes.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
It's hilarious.
Oh, no, I love Spy Family.
It's pretty hilarious. Yeah. So, do you want Gamma to, like, not spoil you on it, or do you care?
I was going to watch it. It just came out on Crunchyroll September 5th, so I guess I literally just finished Spy Family on September whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just my bad for missing it.
It happens.
Do you have any backups, Gamma?
So it's a Christmas movie?
Batman
or is it
Forever.
Just...
It's not Christmas per se, but it's very holiday themed.
Jingle All the Way.
They don't come out right and say, hey, it's Christmas time, but it's Christmas time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, Gamma, go ahead. I guess, Sacro, you can deafen yourself and we can, like, beep you back in.
It says it's not a Christmas episode.
But it is.
I guess you want to consider it. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
There's snow.
Okay.
Snow does not equate Christmas. Have you seen Canon?
There's snow. No, but Sacro, you need to understand, like, the town where they are in, it looks like every Hallmark Christmas ever.
Exactly.
Like, it does. So, like, it's not outright Christmas, but aesthetically, it is Christmas, and it's weird that nobody says anything about it, right?
There's
a guy
Christmas
in it who
food?
Looks like Santa.
There's a guy that she even calls Santa, I think.
He's named Santa?
She calls him Santa or something like that.
You must have seen the sub.
Yeah, I saw
the
sub.
English dub, that was not a thing, so... So, what do you say, Sacro? You want to deafen and then Gamma can tell us about it?
I'll just roll with it. It's whatever.
So, on Jingle All the Way, it's a great movie.
Okay, so Jingle All the Way is a great movie. That's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
So, what's tell us about Jingle All the Way?
It's a classic that every kid should watch. It shows that it doesn't matter if there's a toy, if your father loves you too much, he will cosplay your character for Christmas.
So, does that work for your kid? Have you ever cosplayed his or her characters?
That will be Pocoyo.
Who?
I don't know what Pocoyo
look
is,
it up.
But you brought him up multiple times.
Pocoyo?
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, Pocoyo.
Pocoyo.
What is that?
If I find another butt knight.
Yeah, Pocoyo.
Pocoyo. Wait, this looks familiar.
Oh.
He likes
Wait, is
Pocoyo.
From,
never seen
it's from
this.
2005?
Mm-hmm.
It might be the case that we've never seen it, Sacro, because we're not...
I don't think I was a child
you know
in 2005. Well, 2005 is when this came out, Bart.
Okay. In 2005, I was in high school.
That was 20 years ago.
You
got three
good.
Seasons. Is it still around?
On YouTube.
Oh, it's a YouTube. Oh, yeah, the new generation kids love YouTube.
Yeah, the new generation.
There's also Bleepy, which he likes it when I talk like him. I'll try to dislike it a lot.
Does he watch Blue's Clues? Is that still around?
No, he doesn't watch Blue's Clues.
Ah,
he watches Ryan's World from time to time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Ryan's World's great. The kid's ruined, but yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the kid is definitely ruined.
It's over for him.
Oh, yeah, no, that, yes, 100%. For a second there, I didn't hear what you guys were talking about, so I was like, Are we talking, when I heard the kid's ruined, I was like, are we talking about Caillou? Because that kid is awful.
Oh, yeah, no, we hate Caillou in the chat.
Yeah, Caillou's the worst.
How about Arthur?
Arthur's
he
fine.
Hasn't seen it
Arthur's
yet.
Fine.
He Arthur's washes.
Yeah. Arthur. Arthur's good.
What's the name of that show as well? Charlie's
Angels?
Colorform City. It's on Netflix.
Does he watch Coco Melon?
From time to time.
Oh, God, I hate Coco Melon. I don't like so it. Much.
He watches like, Trash Truck, though.
God. My little niece and nephew watch Coco Melon on loop, and I hate it. I'm like, God.
Every time I go see my, because my brother-in-laws are both kids still, and they watch, what do you call it? They watch Bluey on Rewind. Like,
oh, Bluey's
every
good,
day
though.
Is Bluey. And it's cool, because Bluey teaches a lot of really important lessons, and they're also Australian, so that's cool.
Yeah, I heard that Bluey was pretty good. I've never seen
There's an episode with a cuck
chair. Have you seen that episode
I've
of
heard
Bluey?
About the episode with the cuck chair?
Where
yes,
the Space Marine
like
goes
meme.
To Bluey's world?
Wait, who?
A Space Marine goes to Bluey's world.
Oh,
where?
Space Marine. Oh, okay. I heard Listerine.
Does
a
he
Black
watch...
Templar, as a matter of fact.
Oh. Interesting. Why?
No, because he's hunting down the fairies.
Oh.
I see. So, while we're talking about all these properties that would make excellent gifts for Christmas, tell us about Jingle All the Way. Tell us about the plot, about
you,
the
you can watch
Spy
Family. It's fine.
It.
I'm completely ready for it now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
I could really
I'll
talk
forget.
About Jingle All the Way, though.
Oh, whatever you want to talk about, then go for it.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you spoilers. I want you to enjoy this movie.
Yeah, also,
oh,
yeah, go watch
I waited perfect
Family
time.
Code.
I'm
going to
watch
excellent.
It now. As soon as I get out of this call, let's go.
Yeah, so let's go for it.
Okay. Jingle All the Way, Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger. They go for
Sinbad was in that movie?
Sinbad was in that movie, yeah.
What?
He was the mailman. Oh, he was the mailman. Why did I think that was a different movie?
Oh, God. Wow. So,
anyway,
what movie were you thinking about?
I don't remember, but like I was like, no, he was a mailman in a different movie, but then I was like, no, this was Jingle All the Way. I remember now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, everybody's going for that last action. What was it?
Action
I forgot
Man?
The name of the action figure that they're looking for.
Yeah, it was like Turbo Man.
Yeah,
or
Turbo
something?
Man.
I didn't think Turbo Man's right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So like everybody's making a mad scramble for the hot toy for the holidays, Turbo Man.
Yeah, everybody wants Turbo Man. And people were vicious, like it's a Black Friday, vicious. Old woman hitting the man, hitting Arnold and Sinbad back to back. Like, get your paws away from my Turbo Man. And, well, he didn't get Turbo Man, but he gets a hint that there might be a Turbo Man somewhere. And it's between him and Sinbad just trying to get the last Turbo Man. Sinbad wants it for his kid, and so does Arnold. And, well, it goes from there. Jingle All the Way.
This kind of like a really fun romp, like, you know, like the two racing for the last action figure.
He accidentally bombs a place with the mail. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you guys, what was the toy that was like your Turbo Man when you guys were kids? Like, what was the one thing you wanted and couldn't get a hold of?
Oh, dude, Pokemon cards. Like I was part of like that first generation who had access to Pokemon cards. So like the base set was impossible to get. Impossible, like you could not find it. Like the moment it hit Toys R Us shelves, it was a mad rush to get in there.
That was like just Pokemon in general, though. Like it was so hard to get a hold of a lot of the stuff when it first came over.
Yeah,
from Japan.
But the cards specifically, though, because like when the cards first came out, I mean, it was like fucking madness, you know. Like, so yeah, it was like anything Pokemon, yeah, like for sure, right? But like the cards specifically was insanity. Well,
I remember my brother was younger. His toy was the dancing ticker, or the Tickle Me Elmo, actually. He could not get a hold of one of those.
And now you can get them pretty easy now.
Well, I got to go on eBay. Yeah. Usually I get the good ones.
For me, I was actually into the Gargoyles series, but I couldn't get a hold of Goliath.
Of course, he was the leader.
Yeah, and like we need to do an episode on Gargoyles.
That show has one of the baddest quotes that even people go like, oh, damn, that's deep. Who said that? And people go like, well, Xanatos said that.
Oh, yeah, like the With a what's his name, like Xanatos quote where he says, pay a man enough and he'll walk barefoot into hell.
Backwards.
I was like, son of
a barefoot
bitch.
Backwards into hell.
I was like, dude, like, they also, is he from a Disney show? What in the world?
They also have one of the earliest gun safety episodes where he accidentally shoots her while playing with his gun.
I remember.
And I'm like, dude, that traumatized me for life.
That show left a lasting impression on me specifically because of that episode. I was like, oh my gosh, is Eliza going to die? She got shot.
There was a Captain Planet episode about crack that did the same thing.
I remember the Captain episode about crack, but like I didn't care for Captain Planet as much as I did for Gargoyle, so that episode did nothing to me. I was like, oh, did someone die because of crack? I don't care.
The modern day equivalent of, I didn't see it.
But like, seriously, everyone, don't do crack. Like,
don't do crack. Don't watch Captain Planet, actually. It's just okay.
It's, I didn't like the fact that, you know, he could be killed if you're like, you know, I don't know, if you turned on your car for too long, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he didn't like carbon emissions.
He did not. And it was just like, oh no, I've been
hit by
smog.
Are we talking about the live action Captain Planet?
No.
There was a live action Captain Planet?
Did you guys know there was a live action Dragon Ball movie from 1981?
No.
No, that I thought you were talking about.
No,
Dragon
no,
Ball
there's a live action Dragon Ball movie from 1981. Look it up. I just found it today.
Oh Lord. But before we continue on with Jingle All the Way, we're talking about Black Friday, right? Did you guys see that? This is completely unrelated. But this episode's already
off the rails.
We went
off the rail quite a while ago.
We did.
We're gonna need
quite
to
a while
cut off
ago.
Your dog section, though.
So did you guys see that that Thanksgiving horror movie, Thanksgiving?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, though.
It's
that movie was so gratuitously over the top.
Dude, the very beginning part where the girl's running through the woods? Like, yeah.
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 Yeah. I was like, dude, wow. Just wow.
I mean, seeing Game as Game Collection, he could probably watch
the
it.
The latest movie that I seen, at least with on a watch party, it was that stupid movie with Art the Clown.
Terrifier?
Yeah, the Terrifier 3. We watched the whole trilogy.
Yeah.
I heard that was good, actually. Like, good, not in a good way, but good, like, in a, oh, I actually kind of enjoyed that kind of
For
way.
Me,
yeah.
It was like,
I haven't seen any of them. Like, I keep him getting invited to the same watch parties that Gamma does, and I just never go. And it's never because I don't want to. It's always just because, like, man, I have a stream or something
and
happening at the same time.
Too.
So it's like, I can't.
They usually finish around 3 or 4.
Yeah, and it's late, too. So it's like, ooh, boy.
Gamma, what do you do for a living that you can stay up so late?
I am awesome. That's what I do for a living.
Hey man, no judgments.
Great
here.
Great answer.
I work from home.
Fantastic.
But,
So Jingle All the Way basically is I feel like it touches home for
exactly.
you because you are a parent, and it's probably the case that, you know, you would go to the lengths that Arnie goes through in Jingle All the Way for the sake of your child. And, you know, like, ultimately I feel like you would do the thing where you would cosplay as whatever it was that he was into.
Did you set your neighbor's house on fire?
I might.
Or would you?
Would you set your neighbor's house on fire? I remember the neighbor was annoying.
Oh, yeah. It was that.
He was trying to hit on all
the
wives. The
comedian
in the town.
Guy. I forgot what his name is.
Yeah.
He appeared on
I don't
that.
Remember it either, but he was, yeah.
I don't
he
remember either,
on
to
that
be honest.
Series with Tim Allen, I think it was.
Tim Allen? Oh.
He appears on a
are
series.
Are you talking
Tim
about.
Yeah,
Tool
he
Town?
Appeared on that
or whatever
series.
Home Improvement? Home Improvement, yeah.
Yeah, Home Improvement.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is. So, like, you got me there.
I'm not good with actor names. Just from shows that were on when I was not even old enough to understand shows.
But ultimately, I can kind of see it. You know, like Jingle All the Way is one of those nostalgic movies. One of those that feels like... This is definitely like, I feel like me and Gamma's generation. I remember seeing trailers for this on a VHS tape.
School.
You know what I mean? Like back when you used to put a movie into your VHS and it was like, oh, well, time for the trailers after the FBI warning where the FBI like threatened you you were going to pirate movies. So it was kind of one of those things. I remember seeing that trailer all the time. I don't remember what movie I owned that it was a trailer for it, but I remember I owned it. But yeah, so like, I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, you know, trying to do the right thing. I think at the end, they kind of come to like a, like this
they
mutual
did.
Friendship sort of place, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a very sweet movie, dude. Like I could see why you would like, feel like this is a good holiday movie. I personally don't remember much of what happened to it. I think I saw it once, but
you didn't
I remember
that Simba
funny.
Was in the
like,
movie.
I didn't even remember Sinbad was in it. But, like, I remember that it was part of, like, that era where Arnold Schwarzenegger was trying to branch out from action movies and do comedy or like, family movies.
Yeah, I was going to say just that.
Like, the Kindergarten Last Cop and all that.
Hero. Yeah.
So,
and then he became my governor.
Yeah, the Last Action Hero. And then he became Sacro's governor. It's wonderful. I mean, it's great.
I didn't even know what he did when he was governor. Apparently, he did a lot of bad things, but I wasn't really around for that. I mean, I was.
Yeah, he had a whole second family, apparently.
He did. Well, I mean, it just meant, like, laws. Yeah, he had some pretty bad laws.
Oh, like, well, what he did while he
was
because
I used to make jokes about him. I'm like, yeah, he's my favorite governor. And then I'm like, looked at him, like, oh, he actually kind of sucked.
On second thought, never mind.
Never mind.
I'm kind of hoping that one of the guys from Supernatural will run for governor of Texas because they both live here. And I'm like, I feel like every state
who would
have
you
an
prefer,
actor who's a governor.
Jensen Ackles or Jared Padalecki?
Jensen Ackles, because he seems like the kind who would take the harder stance against demons. And he's also on The Boys. Yes, he plays
Soldier Boy.
What is it, like Soldier Boy?
Yeah.
So he Superman's that hope?
He's really big on The Boys stuff. I don't know if... Yeah,
I think that they
even watched The Boys in forever.
Because he started working out, getting all in shape, and then he got onto the suit, and they told him, you don't need to work out. We actually make the suit to make you look buff.
Nah, he needed to work out. Jared's had him beat for years.
He did. Like, Jared Padalecki, he had him beat for years, dude. Like, that guy was shredded. But, you know, like, and Jensen Ackles, it looked for a minute there like he was kind of gaining weight, you know? So I was like, oh, yeah. So, you know, like, once you get it comfortable, you know, like in a role, you can do whatever and nobody's going to care, right? But, yeah, like, his transformation into Soldier Boy was insane. I was like, wow.
So what I'm hearing, Bart, is that you and I need to become the new Jensen and Jared in an online web show we're creating called... I'm just kidding. I'm not doing any of that.
Do it! What? Come on!
It sounds fun.
Yeah! Yes, like, you know what? I will redesign your avatar so that you're an Oni like me, and we shall be the Oni Bros, the Bronies.
The
Pinoy.
No.
Why is it that every time I bring that up,
because
nobody
even dare says
yes.
No.
I know. He was the first one I pitched it to. But, like, anyway. Jingle all the way. Super excellent. Any closing thoughts on that, Brother Gamma?
Check it out. On YouTube.
I feel like we barely talked about Jingle All the Way. I feel like we talked about everything else except.
See, this is supposed to be a laid back Christmas episode, which should be in the morning with coffee, honestly. But
right, which honestly it should be. But like here we are recording just before Thanksgiving because you know
if we
let's
did the
just
episode
get
in the morning, maybe Sayu would have been here though. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's true.
Sacro, would you like to tell us your Christmas episode, your Christmas-themed thing that you brought? Spoilers for what?
Well, the spoilers won't matter for this one because I don't either you guys have heard of it or you haven't. But before I do that, have you guys seen Chunibyo? Chunibyo?
No.
No.
It's called Chunibyo something in Delusions. It's basically when you're in middle school and you role play as like, you know, whatever, like you're pretending you're a thing. And then you get to high school and you shed that and become a normal person. Kind of, right? So the whole thing is middle school syndrome is what it's called.
Okay.
That's an anime that has a cool Christmas episode. Yeah. I wish you guys had watched it, but...
That was brought up in
Comey Can't Communicate for an episode, I think.
Yeah, there's a whole anime about it. And it's great because she's so funny and she takes on like the most edgy character, but she's just not like that at all normally. And it's a love story. So that's why him and her and they end up they fall in love in the show and they start dating by season two.
Nice.
And that never happens.
Oh, okay.
So they're dating in season two. Anyways, that's not what I'm talking about.
I think the hardest that they ever went was like, you know, I keep bringing this one up because it's just like, it did so many things, but Kaguya-sama, like, there was, like, they went all the way, dude. Like, in the manga, like, if you stick with it, like, fucking 15 chapters after, like, they become boyfriend and girlfriend, they sleep together. I was like, oh, that's interesting in Shonen Jump. What?
Wonder if that'll make it in. No, it probably won't.
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was very tastefully done. I mean, it wasn't, like, really explicit, right? But, like, it was still surprising because you feel like that's not something that would make it into manga. You know what I mean?
You know we never got a kiss between Sasuke and Sakura in the entirety of the official releases?
Not even on Boruto?
I'm still not 100% convinced that Sarada is their daughter. Like, okay?
She has both their abilities, so...
I don't believe it.
She has Sharingan.
Like, those two, like, getting together doesn't feel right. Anyway.
They said that from the very beginning, though. Like, the first time they even interact together was when she hugs him when he's about to kill somebody because his demon form's taking over. And she calms him down. You remember that?
Yes, but, I mean, that was, like, one thing,
years
ago.
There's also a section where he talks about how he's upset that he didn't save Sakura, that Naruto did. And he tells her he's upset that he didn't do it, that he didn't save her.
That feels, like, so not in character for
Sasuke. That's before he turns and leaves.
Okay.
That's when he's talking about his grievances before he decides he doesn't want to stay in the village anymore. Because he doesn't think it's good for him. Because he's not growing anymore. He's already reached his limit there. And then, anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm going to talk about it's a Looney Tunes Halloween or Christmas special.
Oh, Looney Tunes.
Okay.
It's Bah Humduck, a Looney Tunes Christmas.
Oh.
Okay. It's basically a retelling of A Christmas Carol, but with Daffy Duck as the main, like the Scrooge.
Nice.
I feel like I've seen this, but like I can't remember for sure.
It was on a lot on Cartoon Network in the morning every Christmas for like 10 years or something, and they stopped playing it altogether. My family owns it, so we watch it every year. I'll go over there. My brothers will turn it right on right as I get to their house. And so we watch it every year. But it's just really just a retelling of A Christmas Carol. But it has Bugs Bunny coming in and being annoying the entire time. It's great. And, oh, Sayu just joined.
Sayu!
Wait! Is that Sayu? A Christmas surprise! Very special guest, Sayu!
Hello. I still exist.
The ghost of Christmas present.
Ooh, spooky.
He's Christmas because future, actually.
Christmas future.
Well, Christmas present because his presence is a gift.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There we go.
Maybe we should just talk about multiple. Maybe we should just bring up all our favorites.
So, Sacred, you were telling us your favorite, Bah Humduck.
Oh, yeah, Bah Humduck. It's the Christmas Carol, but Daffy Duck's the guy. He's the rich person.
Uncle Scrooge.
It's cool because at the end he's like, oh, I'm doing all these things for all my people. And then he's like, actually, I'm going to go bankrupt. So let's not do that anymore. And he starts pulling things away. It's a very good special. Bugs Bunny's hilarious. They make they make some really funny jokes about Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, wow.
Not a lot of Mexican jokes, but it's like,
I was going to say,
family's...
are they racist jokes?
They're not racist, but listen, I am Mexican. My family loves Speedy Gonzalez. That's our favorite.
I have him on a blanket. I am also Latino, and we love Speedy Gonzalez. Were you aware of like that movement that people were making? They're like, oh, we need to do something about Speedy Gonzalez because he's offensive. And then all of the Mexicans came out like, no, the hell he isn't. Don't you touch him.
Yeah, it was back in the 70s or 80s.
And I think that...
Dude, they did that recently. I think it was like in the early 2000s.
I think that there was going to be a movie times, of Speedy Gonzalez that George Lopez was going to voice him.
I'm glad that didn't happen, actually.
I think it was like Gabriel Iglesias had like a whole special where he like made the joke. He's like, don't touch Speedy Gonzalez. He's perfect.
He is. He's fast and he's a mouse.
Yeah.
We like that. That's all I need.
He's Mexican. Don't forget.
Yeah. This is his three biggest things. Mouse,
and
fast,
he had like a friend
Mexican.
Called like, he had a friend called like Slowpoke
Rodriguez. That was his cousin. Slowpoke
Rodriguez.
I remember him. Yeah.
I love that, you know, like everyone always makes the joke, you know, because like at the end of like the episode with Slowpoke Rodriguez, like Sylvester catches Slowpoke and Slowpoke pulls out a gat, you know, like not a gat, but he pulls out his piece and everyone kind of like makes the joke like, you know, like Speedy Gonzalez was fast so that he could escape. Slowpoke Rodriguez never had to. I was like,
no, he was ready.
He can just casually pull out a Glock when he needs to. It's not a problem.
Do we go have a problem with Holmes? This is offensive. This is so...
And for 2/4 of us, right? Is this okay? Yeah, you know, that's fine. I don't even know. Gamma, are you Asian?
No, Gamma's Latin like us.
Okay, I thought so. So 3/4 of us are. Yeah, okay. His name is Gamma. I don't know his actual name. All right.
It's a secret.
His name is, you know, Gamma Rodriguez.
Of course.
You know, could be right.
It could be Gamma Gonzalez. You won't know.
Gamma Gonzalez.
It could be Gonzalez.
You want a nickname?
Abbreviation GG.
GG's.
GG. Okay, so you're not Mexican, though, right? Okay.
Nah. I, on the other hand, am Bard Castillo de la Hoya de la Cruz Cardinal.
You killed my father.
How dare you?
My God. You got to make that reference, bro. Are you kidding?
Oh, so you know what I'm referencing?
Yeah, dude.
I've been using that joke forever and nobody ever knows the reference.
Oh, Lord.
Sayu knows the reference. It's great. This is wonderful.
So, my day. Yeah, that's there's not really much more to say about this special. I also really like the Foster's Home special. Have you guys seen that one?
I haven't seen the Foster's Home special.
You gotta remind me of that one.
It's about Mac.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, it's about Mac. So Mac's struggling with the idea that Santa might not be real. And then Blue sets out to prove that he's real. And he does all these random things. He like sends Wilt. He puts Wilt inside of a reindeer cart, but not real reindeers. They're like the imaginary friends, flying creatures. They're most like Pegasus and stuff like that. He's like, okay, so if he has wingless deer or that can make it across the thing in a night, these actual winged creatures should be there in like a quarter of an hour. And then he sends them off. And then he's like, yeah, I was flying over Zimbabwe. And the next thing I know, I'm just back home again. So it's such a good episode. It's so stupid.
I love Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends because, like, see, this is a weird plot where I'm like, this should technically not even be a thing because it's like, oh, is Santa real? I was like, well, technically none of the imaginary friends are. They're imaginary, you see, and somehow they're still real. So even if Santa isn't real, he is. You know what I mean?
My biggest issue is population. Like, how do these things all get created by children and then they live forever? So, like, how are they not overwhelming the world right now?
There's an awesome movie.
This isn't a hot take.
Awesome anime movie that explains that. I gotta find it and I'll send it.
It's not related, though.
Oh, you're talking about like the one that just came out, If or whatever? Like, yeah.
Dude,
I think it's If.
If was actually a really good movie. Like, I don't know.
I don't know if it is If, though, because it looks like. It looks like.
Stars Ryan
Reynolds? No. It's anime.
Okay, so it's not If.
And it's on Netflix.
It's not If.
Netflix. Oh, it's an anime on Netflix.
Yeah.
Imaginary Friend. I don't know what it is.
I gotta find it. I'll send it your way.
Okay. Figure out what it is. Send it my way.
What do you got, Bard? What's your favorite Christmas special?
Oh, we're doing me now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Listen. So.
I don't like how you're starting this.
My favorite Christmas special, I actually thought was a lot further into the series than it was. So imagine my surprise whenever I went back to watch it and it's actually episode 3.
What?
I thought that this was going to be like episode 20. But no. So like I watched the episode preceding it and I watched the episode itself. One of my favorite Christmas episodes of anything is episode 3 of Sword Art Online.
Oh, brother.
Oh, goodness.
I'm actually not a huge fan of Sword Art Online. I was at first. Like, I thought it was an excellent premise. I thought it was so good. And then by the end of it, I was like, this is so weird. Why any of these choices? It doesn't make sense. But episode 3 of Sword Art Online is excellent because it hits a theme for holiday movies that I feel like a lot of holiday things don't really touch on. It's a thing that exists, but a lot of things actually don't go here. Usually they'll try to resolve this problem, before the episode is over to kind of like reach a very happy status quo, right? But this episode basically... We're in Sword Art Online, you know, this game, this massive online virtual reality game, everybody's jacked in. And then, like, you know, the terrible thing happens. The developer says, ha, this was a trap. I want it to be some kind of play god, I guess. And so now all of you are trapped in here. You cannot log out. And if you die in the game, your body dies in real life.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was kind of one of those things, and a lot of stuff goes down. But then eventually, the beautiful thing, what I love about, you know, like stories is that, you know, hey, the human spirit begins to triumph, right? Everybody who's trapped in here, we're in a shit situation. Let's start banding together and make things happen. Let's figure out how to get out of here.
The indomitable human spirit rises again.
The indomitable human spirit,
you
indeed.
Can't
this
conquer
is the
gamers, bro. They're unconquerable.
Yeah, bro.
They're all out there blasting Legends Never Die from League of Legends. You know what I mean?
Or the new one that came out, Heavy as the Crown.
Heavy as the Crown. Yeah,
the Linkin Park song was so good.
They play freaking Imagine Dragons, Enemy.
Yes, everybody's out there blasting Enemy by Imagine Dragons or Warriors. What is
Warriors? Like the first Warriors. League of Legends song they did. Yeah, the one that uses the ding noise for when the match is found happens. That sound is gone, by the way. They removed it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's so insane. New players won't even know that it's a, like related anyway.
Wow.
I know.
But, so what ends up happening is that, you know, like all of these people start to band together. The developer said, beat the 100 levels and then the game is over, right? So everybody starts figuring out where the bosses are, the best tactics to beat them. They start building parties. You know, like we start coming together as a people. It is beautiful. And I was like, okay, so this show is ultimately very hopeful, right? And then we reach the power of friendship, yes. And then we reach the Christmas episode. So Kirito feels kind of disconnected from people. And the reason why is because he was a beta tester. And as a beta tester, he kind of has a bad rap amongst everybody trapped in this game because everyone just kind of be like, well, how come you guys aren't helping? How come you guys don't warn us about the things that's happening? A lot of you beta testers are kind of keeping secrets about how the game works to yourself so that way you get an advantage over the rest of us. So he's kind of like gone solo for a while. He's at level 40. But loneliness starts to creep in, as it does around the holidays when you're on your own, you know? And this is the theming that I was talking about. Like, hey, that during the holidays, there's a huge epidemic of loneliness. So Kirito decides to kind of start tagging along with this one group. They're building a guild together. You know, they're all friends from the same club and school. And, you know, like for a minute there, it kind of looks like he's all like, I can find a home here with these people. You know, I'm way stronger than all of them, but they don't have to know, you know, we're chilling. And then one day, one of them gets the bright idea. Let's go take on a dungeon. And it's on one of the higher floors, but we're at a good level. We can take it. And then they open a door that leads to a trap. The moment they rush for the treasure chest, they get ambushed by monsters that are so much stronger than any of them, except for probably Kirito, because he's the main character. And they all die. So it's now Christmas in Sword Art Online. And there's a Christmas event for a boss called, like, Nicholas the Mad or something. Very clearly, like, a Santa Claus boss. And the rumor is that this boss drops an item that allows you to revive a player. And so Kirito, having made, like, just this most wholesome friendship romance, with a character named Sachi who died, decides, I don't care how long it takes. I'm finding this boss. I'm getting that item. And so he does. He finds the boss. He gets the item. And the moment he gets it, he reads the description. This item will revive a fallen player. You must administer it within 10 seconds.
Ooh.
So he just went through all this and finds out, well, they died like days ago, weeks maybe. And yeah, this does nothing. This does nothing for me. And so he goes to his tavern room and he chills. And then he gets a message that was scheduled to arrive to him on Christmas from Sachi, the girl he made a friendship with. And she basically says, Kirito, I know I'm probably dead by now. I know you're much, much stronger than all of us, but it's not your fault. I was never going to survive here anyway. So I'm going to leave you with this. And then she hums Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, just killing him all the harder. And I'm like, yeah, this is a Christmas episode unlike anything I've ever seen before.
It's the most depressive, most depressive Christmas episode I've ever heard in my life.
We went from joyful to straight up depressive.
No, we went. I thought it was supposed to be holiday cheer, not holiday depression. Okay,
you were not here earlier.
Hand in hand.
You can have both.
You can have both.
I mean, the military was full of both.
You have a blue Christmas. That's a Christmas carol.
Wow.
Secondly, I mean, also the Supernatural Christmas special. You know, like with that one was actually pretty great.
Buffy also had one that was pretty sad.
Yeah, no, they also had one that was very sad, but I'm talking about the one where they had, like, the pagan gods that, like, the whole thing, if you paid tribute to them, was mild weather. So it's Christmas, and, you know, like, the weather's really mild, and so, like, they're killing people, obviously, but, like, the thing is, they're disguised as your typical all-American couple, like, you know, older couple, and they don't curse, they just, like, oh, well, gosh darn it, and you know what I say when I'm, when I want to say the F word? I say fudge, you know, like, just...
Yeah, that's
like
a great episode.
It was fantastic, and I love whenever they think that it's the guy who plays Santa at the local village is the demon or whatever, and so they, like, break into his house when they think that he's killing someone, but he's just, like, watching TV, and he's, like, in his underwear drinking a beer, and he's like, what are you guys doing here? And they're just like, Silent Night. They just start singing, like, carolers who broke into his house.
Into his trailer.
Like, yeah.
He was watching, his trailer. He was watching Christmas porn.
Oh, my word.
I remember now. It's all coming back to me. Okay. Yeah, connected to your episode you're talking about, though, for...
Okay.
For Sword Art. Did you see the abridged version of that episode?
Oh, great.
The abridged version was so good.
So much better.
Like, I often say that Sword Art Online abridged fixed Sword Art Online.
It did. It made Kirito an actual character.
It did. Because, like, we were talking about, like, Chihiro earlier and how he's just kind of like a blank slate of a character. I feel like Kirito is so much worse, you know? But, like, Sword Art Online abridged made him a character, and I loved every second of it.
What if we reviewed Sword Art Online abridged?
Great
season
idea.
One's only 12 episodes.
Great idea for next episode.
I'm in.
Okay, I'll rewatch it. I'm good. I'll do it now.
I'll rewatch it. We will do that.
I gotta binge it now.
We will binge it, and I don't know. You guys want to like? So if you guys want to talk about it like next Saturday, I'm all for it. But like. Because I feel like since we're coming up on the end of the year, we're probably going to need to, like, you know, make quick and easy content as opposed to, like, you know, what we normally do where we sit and, like, read something because we're probably not going to have any time with the holidays.
Holidays, yes.
Yeah. So that said, Sayu, you're up, my man. What you got?
Okay, so if you ask me, I got a lot of holiday specials that, you know, mattered a lot. I guess one of them. Okay, you guys must have seen this, right? The Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. Like,
believe it or not, no,
you haven't, dude. It's so good.
I certainly have not.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good that I realized that Kevin Bacon is real when I watched that episode. I never knew Kevin Bacon existed.
What?
Hold on.
You thought
like
he was
Kevin
a
Bacon
not
the
real
actor?
Person?
No, it was obviously I'm kidding, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
because I never seen Kevin Bacon stuff for a long time because I mean obviously he hasn't acted a lot in recent years. But I was like, okay, you guys keep talking about Kevin Bacon. Where the hell is he? I don't see him often. And then bro shows up in the episode out of nowhere as himself. And it's just very funny, like the whole the Guardians kidnapping. Not even the Guardians, it's just Drax and Mantis kidnapping Kevin Bacon. It was very funny.
Of course it's Drax and Mantis, though. Like,
yeah,
of course it's
Drax and
yeah,
Mantis.
It's very funny.
Also, I want to say that, you know, Kevin Bacon is 50% of what I like to call the pork actors in Hollywood, because we got Kevin Bacon and John Hamm.
But you never seen anything with John Hamm.
Wow.
You never seen Mad Men?
Nope.
Me neither, okay. Actually.
Is that the only one you're going to bring up? He's been in a lot of things.
He's been in a lot of things. That's the only thing I know him from, so.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't
Anyway.
Carry
on, Sayu.
Yeah, the whole, you know, Drax and Mantis kidnapping Kevin Bacon to make fucking Quill happy. It's very funny. Like, the whole thing was hilarious of an episode. I didn't feel the time go by at all. Like, it was very... It was really enjoyable.
Something to say about Guardians of the Galaxy. I love how it's filled with so much it's referential humor to, like, celebrities. And somehow that celebrity always shows up, you know, because, like, we Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where he kept talking about David Hasselhoff, and then, like, Ego turns into David Hasselhoff. I was like, this is perfect. Like, this is... This is everything I ever wanted.
They also referenced Kevin Bacon, I think, in Infinity War.
Yeah.
And Mary Poppins, where's she at?
Is Mary Poppins canon to the MCU?
It is now.
It is now. I was going to say, like, Guardians Mary Poppins 2. Died in Guardians 2. She had, like, a whole burial in space. Exactly. The Ravagers all attended.
Mm-hmm. Unlucky. Maybe next time.
Poor Mary Poppins, bro.
Poor Mary Poppins. Didn't Mary Poppins also get played by Hayley Atwell?
I think so, yeah. Was that in the remake or something? I don't remember. A sequel?
Yeah, in the remake.
There's a remake?
Which means that she technically couldn't show up in the MCU because everyone would be like, Agent Carter?
Oh, right. Now I get the reference. I forgot they did remake it. My bad.
Yeah. It was like,
I'm not a movie watcher.
Yeah, I think it was a remake, right?
It was a remake.
Yeah.
Or a continuation. I'm not sure.
I feel like it might be a sequel. Not sure.
Where do you guys fall on the Polar Express as a Christmas film?
Polar Express is questionable. I enjoyed it, but sometimes I'm like, okay, what is going on?
As a movie, it's fine. But you remember earlier when we were talking about trying too hard to be hyper-realistic with CGI? Yeah. That's exactly where I'm like, this takes me out of it because I can tell someone made this.
I can tell everything's made by someone.
Yeah.
That's pretty much any movie out there.
My biggest... I like the music, though.
Okay, well, the main theme of that is so good, though.
The do-do-do-do-do. I don't know how to sing it. I'm not going to sing it here on
the best part. You know the best part of the... Time. You know the best part of the Polar Express isn't even the theme song. It's the scene where they fucking drift the train. How?
That was pretty cool.
I remember that every time someone brings up Polar Express. I was like, I remember the train drifted.
The one edit with the initial D music behind, like, when they're drifting the train. It's just, oh my God. I cannot forget that scene. I feel like,
they're just going,
even if the movie's not that good.
Fire.
Even if the movie's not that good, that one scene, I think, is the most memorable out of the entire movie. Like, you can't argue against that one. Come on.
Yeah.
What about, have you seen the Madagascar Christmas special?
No.
Is there a Christmas special for Madagascar? What?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it's hard to find. I tried to watch it today. There's like one scene where the reindeer show up and they're fighting against the penguins because one comes from the South Pole, one comes from the North Pole, right? That's the whole thing. They're like, we're polar opposites. You know, they're making a lot of pole jokes. And then like, Private and one of the reindeer girls are like in love. Like, no, we decided not to fight anymore. We're gonna become bipolar.
That's like the HMS team, like the Gundam thing, like where like they were both on separate ends of the war, but they didn't know or they were like in love. It was
I mean, the bipolar joke is literally all I need to hear, and I'm good. I'm done. That's it. Just that one joke. A year.
It's wonderful.
Dude, Madagascar has a lot of funny jokes, like, are very based on wordplay.
There's in the second one, there's a scene where the monkeys are fighting for workers' rights with the penguins.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want maternity leave. Maternity leave. And he looks under the table, you're all males.
You're all males.
That kills me every time.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of good jokes.
For sure.
You know, we should have done this episode for Halloween.
We should have. But the thing is, I didn't think about that at the time. A lot of the times, I'm limited by the stuff that I can think of on the moment.
Understandable.
Me and a new idea guy. Ours is broken.
He doesn't have warranty. We can't replace him.
No warranty. We don't replace. We just buy a new.
Because I was about to say, I was like, hey, I'm past the 90 days. You're stuck with me.
Technically, you could treat him like an old TV. You smack it around a little bit and it just starts working.
Just put a new one on top of the old one.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, how wonderful. Like, you guys would, like, this actually brings something. We're talking about, holiday movies, right? When you said put a new TV on top of the old one, this immediately brought to mind, like, the Adam Sandler, like, 8 Crazy Nights.
I saw that earlier with my wife.
Yeah.
She's like, that's how I found out Adam Sandler sucks at acting. Like, you, that's you your think... first Adam Sandler movie?
You, you that was her think?
First, yeah.
Like, well, me personally, I'm all about, like, the bomb beady bomb song. That every time I have to get up and do the dance, too, I'm like, let's go.
Dude,
but
Adam Sandler, yeah, no. Adam Sandler plays himself in every movie, and that is not a compliment.
I like him better on Little Nicky.
I like him in Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania
yeah. is the only time I think Adam Sandler actually put effort into his role.
What about, like, Uncut Gems?
I haven't seen
Okay,
it.
Maybe Uncut Gems. I'll give you that one. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Now, me personally, like, one of my recent favorite Adam Sandler movies, and this is, like, I missed it in theaters, didn't care to watch it, but it's on Netflix now, so I watched it because I was bored one day. Pixels.
Pixels?
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 Pixels? Pixels.
You're coming at me with pixels?
I am.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Nah. Hey, Happy Gilmore was way better.
I didn't like Happy Gilmore.
I, like, what the hell was happening in Pixels half the time? I didn't even understand anything.
The Pac-Man guy got his hand bit by his child.
Hey, what's honey?
That was it. That's the only funny scene.
Bro.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage is just extremely over the top, which is funny because, you know, like, I don't know why, but I like Peter Dinklage in comedy roles.
I loved it when Peter Dinklage was your cliched womanizer in every action movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like how he somehow cheats at the car game. Like, there's a way he can cheat at that.
How do you cheat in Pac-Man? I don't understand.
He did. No, the actual person did. Yeah.
He was, like, putting codes or something, yeah.
The guy who actually did, yeah, it's based off a real person who cheated.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never knew you could cheat in Pac-Man. That's crazy.
Yeah, but the thing is, how did he cheat with the cars later when they're reenacting Pac-Man and he still did it? I'm like, how did you do that in real life?
Yeah, how do you translate that into your car? I don't think there's a freaking buttons on the car.
It's just the Konami code, you know, like front, back, like side,
left,
side.
Right, accelerate, left, right, down.
Accelerate, brake, brake.
Yeah.
That's just how I drive
exactly
normally.
Exactly right.
What do you mean?
It's just the Konami code.
Steer left, steer right.
To be honest, I like the idea. I just hated the execution.
I love seeing Josh Gad act as a, you know, in a live action thing, because in my head he's just Olaf from Frozen.
Oh yeah.
So like
the hot
seeing
girl at the
him
end,
yeah, he gets the hot girl at the end.
Oh, that worked out.
But and all of their babies were Q-Bert, which I don't know how that works either.
That was very interesting because I really didn't need to know that. So he smashed Q-Bert. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
He smashed Q-Bert.
When Q-Bert became a woman, he smashed Q-Bert, yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Like,
I was like, Q-Bert was our pet the entire movie, dude.
So it's so weird.
Like, think about how much better it could have been if it was like Castlevania and like cool, like Super Nintendo games coming to the real world. You have to fight Dracula and stuff.
Dude, that would
Well, listen, Sacro, it sounds to me like you just have to write a script for Pixels 2.
I'm not calling it Pixels 2.
Do not call it like Pixels 2.
The pixelating.
Blocks.
I'm calling it the 2D side-scroller movie.
Wow.
That's a little bit of a mouthful, yeah, but like, you know what? It could work.
Yeah, it'll work.
It reminds me of a Minecraft movie. I don't think I should be reminded of it.
Oh god, I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, Jack Black as Steve.
I am Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mario movie was good. I don't think this one's going to be good, though.
The Mario movie was fun.
The Mario movie was all CG, though.
Isn't Sonic 3 going to be a holiday movie?
I hope so.
Well, we're talking about it in the holiday episode, so now it is.
It better be now. It comes out in like 10, 15 days? Wait, is it December or November 25th?
Is it December?
Or is it December?
Yeah, so
it's in the Christmas holiday season.
What? Okay, you know what? Since we're like so far off the rails now, let me just ask this question. So for a long time, me and my family, it was a tradition that on the day after Christmas, we would go to the theater to watch a movie. What are your guys' favorite movies to watch, you know, on Christmas or, you know, like in the Christmas season?
Elf.
Didn't we just talk about them?
We just talked about
them. No, we talked about our favorites.
Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite to watch, though?
Like, no. So, like, so for example, like, which ones have you seen, like, you know, around the holiday season that, like, strike a memory? So, like, for me, for example, I remember very clearly that one Christmas while I was still dating my wife before we got married, we went to watch The Hobbit. You know, so like it, for us, that was a Christmas movie, right?
Non-Christmas movies that you can associate with the holidays.
Yeah, yeah. So like, you know, you just like, it's a movie that you watch in the holidays, you know?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, okay.
The first one, not the second one.
Deadpool.
Right.
Which one?
The first one.
It's a perfect Christmas movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's very Christmassy.
The first if I recall correctly, Vanessa wears a Christmas sweater in one of the scenes.
Yes.
She also wears nothing in a few of the scenes.
I like that. Miranda Baccarin is very attractive, and I am not going to complain.
I don't care, bro. It's Miranda Baccarin. We don't complain.
Yeah, we don't complain. It's Miranda Baccarin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. She could wear a mascot outfit for all I care. She's still cute.
She's still pretty.
Yeah.
W. Ryan's, bro.
Huh?
No, I said W. Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, of course.
He's married to Blake
Ryan
Lively.
Reynolds is also married to Blake Lively, who is also cute. But,
I'm
you
talking
know.
About Ryan.
Lady Deadpool.
I'm talking about Ryan with Wade, as Wade Wilson. I'm not talking about Ryan Reynolds. I know that he's married to Blake Lively.
You're talking about Wade Wilson?
That said, yeah, I didn't like Blake Lively in Green Lantern. Is that a hot take?
Not really.
Well, my hot take is actually like
Green
Lantern.
Let me take that back. I didn't like Green Lantern at all.
my hot take is I actually liked it.
Did you? Why?
Because I thought it was dumb, but I like dumb superhero movies.
The thing with Green Lantern is like, if you
did
look
you like
at
Batman and Robin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Up until a point.
The ice puns were kind of unbearable, but back to the ice. All
right, everyone, chill.
All right, everyone, chill.
There we go. The Arnold episode.
Let's go. Hey, everyone. Cool party. Yeah, because Gavin started with Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, he did.
This is the Arnold Schwarzenegger episode.
It's not even a holiday episode anymore. It's just Arnold. Favorite.
Yeah, this is just the Arnie episode.
Favorite Arnie holiday movie.
Not even holiday movie, but like, you know what? Terminator. Let's go. Arnie.
Which one?
Judgment Day.
It's gotta be Judgment Day. Yep. Yeah.
Two. Yeah.
It's gotta be two. It's the good one.
It's the only good one.
It's the good one. What? No, it's one and two are both good.
Okay, fair enough. One, I'll give you. But if you said Dark Fate, I would be like, are you
but
insane?
Then again, I'm liking the Terminator anime too.
I haven't seen it yet.
Apparently, it's really good.
Oh, it's pretty
I heard
good.
It's good. And supposedly, let the Tomb Raider anime too is apparently very good.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Netflix knocking it out of the park, being like, we could do this anime thing, watch.
They have this pretty good anime.
Yeah, they roll out Cyberpunk, Terminator, and Tomb Raider. Now Devil May Cry is coming.
Also, Arcane is like setting record numbers around the world.
Arcane, in my opinion, is anime. You know, like, it just in my opinion. And as a matter of fact, this was an episode that I was going to ask for you guys to like bring something. It's like, hey, what Western property do you consider? Do you either consider anime or think it could make an easy transition into it?
Invincible.
Invincible is a good one.
Yep.
Yeah. I would 100% go for Invincible.
Invincible would go hard on anime format. Like,
I would say that Avatar The Last Airbender for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity Falls needs an anime adaptation right now.
Gravity Falls anime adaptation, I would be all for it. And Mabel needs a magical girl transformation.
She does, yeah. And it's just a sweater.
Yeah.
It's just a new sweater.
It's just a different sweater.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We still need to do a Gravity Falls episode.
Yeah.
Dude, the boys.
And speaking of, Gamma, Sayu, what do you guys think? What's a good one that, actually, Sayu started us off. So, Gamma, what do you think?
I'm still thinking, but you could go ahead.
Bluey.
Bluey?
Oh my, Bluey anime, bro.
What do you mean? We're talking about Bluey right now.
Western.
I mean, Australia's pretty Western, right? It's not in the West.
It's not in the West. That I think that's Oceania.
It's Oceania.
I mean, so here's one. Let's see. Regular show had several anime inspired episodes.
Oh my goodness!
My God.
So did the World of Gumball.
Yeah. Part
one. And so did the World of Gumball.
And it was amazing.
It's one of my favorite jokes in Gumball that we're just going to switch animation styles, and it's fine.
At one point, the entire like animation world was collapsing at one point. They were like getting reduced to like simple line drawings and stuff. It was very funny. Like,
This has been a joke in a lot of different cartoons, too. Like, so for example, Gumball has done it. Chowder did it.
Yeah,
Chowder.
With the voice actors.
Actors. Yeah. So that one and SpongeBob did it.
Oh, yeah. SpongeBob
and my favorite, Sonic Boom did it. Sonic Boom did it. There was one where they're like, oh, we need to, like, I forget what it was. It was like an Inception thing. Like, we need to go further out. And then one of them, it's just like the actor for Sonic is just taking out the trash.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And Roger was taking out the
like,
trash.
Whoa, too far out.
That was very
Sonic funny. Boom was great. It was like peak Sonic.
I like the feminism joke with Knuckles.
The Knuckles one.
Oh, the feminism joke.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, my favorite one's actually where he pulls the note out from her, puts on his reading glasses, looks at it, and goes, oh, yeah, I can't read.
I can't read. There's a
Sonic
one.
Should be definitely something we do.
Yeah, there was one.
There's like.
Where, like, I think Tails and Sonic were, like, communicating. And Sonic was like, oh, I need help with this. And Tails was like, Roger. And Knuckles was like, who's Roger? He's talking to me.
He's talking about me, yeah.
Because Roger Craig Smith.
So Roger Craig Smith popped across the screen and he changed his voice to his regular voice rather than using the Sonic voice.
He's like, he's talking to me.
He's talking about me. No, and they go...
I love that one, and also like you know the one joke where Sonic's all like, "All right, let me bring you into the Sonic School of Romancing the Ladies," and Knuckles is all like, "That's a great school. That's where I learned air conditioning and heating repair." I was like,
a community reference.
There was also
I was like,
one.
What the?
There was also one.
I forgot
with,
about
that. There was also one with Sonic not knowing how to swing. So it's like, oh, they put me in the swimming classes with kids, and no one wants to sit in swimming classes with 5-year-olds. They can be so cruel when they sense weakness.
Yeah, and Knuckles says,
you gotta
punch
find
though.
The biggest
beat,
yeah.
You gotta beat up. That's why you gotta beat up the biggest one in the bunch. And Amy's like, Knuckles, that's prison. Only if you let it be.
Yeah. I love Sonic Boom. The writers were on it for that. Every character is perfect.
Yeah, the writers fucking locked in for the show. Like, it was so.
Oh yeah,
so
I'm changing
many good...
my answer now though. Danny okay. Phantom needs an anime.
Oh yeah,
Danny Phantom would be a good
Danny
one.
Danny Phantom would go yeah. hard. Again,
hear
I see.
Me out.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Okay.
But
okay. Star Wars could very easily be an anime.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I agree. I've seen art of the Naruto characters as Jedis, and it's been on my phone for like 10 years.
Wasn't there a Star Wars anime already, like some like Star Wars Visions or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe if there is, I don't know about it.
Yeah,
Star Wars is a concept. I just don't care about a lot of the stuff in it.
Star Wars Same. Visions, I think, was like an anime-ish kind of adaptation.
Clone Wars was really cool.
Clone Wars was supposedly really cool. I started watching it, and from what I saw, it was good. But like, I didn't stick with it.
Oh, after season one, it becomes infinitely better.
Oh, does it? Okay,
yeah, well, literally, they switched entirely. It's like almost goes from like, oh yeah, it's a pretty interesting show to oh my, this is better than the actual movies.
Well, about the movies, I personally not a huge fan of the Star Wars movies. Which it sucks because you know, like all of my in-laws are like they are diehard Star Wars fans, but I'm like, it's okay, you know, like
yeah, the original trilogy was not that bad. The new ones that are trash. The originals were. Pretty good. I actually enjoyed it, you know.
I think they're pretty decent, the original and the prequels. The new ones I kind of like didn't care that much for, but even then I can still see the value in them. I just didn't care enough to watch them all the way through a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't need to rehash stuff.
Batman.
But yeah.
But it's Batman. Already been done, I think.
Batman.
Batman had an anime movie.
Yeah. It did. I think Batman Ninja.
Yeah. Or Samurai or whatever.
Batman Ninja.
Yeah, it was Batman Ninja,
And now we have, like, the Suicide Squad Isekai.
Dude, Suicide Squad Isekai. Oh, yeah. It was pretty enjoyable. I actually liked it.
Oh, was it? Okay, I don't know. I didn't like it. I liked the design for Harley Quinn. I was like, okay, that looks really good. But then I didn't watch a single thing. Here's one. Ruby.
Isn't Ruby already an anime?
I thought it was an anime already.
Is it? I mean, like, it's anime inspired for sure.
It looks like
it has cheapy stuff.
It does.
Isn't Ruby 3D animation?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
That kind of anime?
It started off as a YouTube series, but then it got, like, really popular. I don't remember what it was made in.
I think so. That kind of anime?
Yeah, sure.
Because the guy that works on Ruby, he sells a program that you can make the Ruby characters on Blender.
Neato.
Okay. And you could put it together as well.
The original creator did that? Monty Oum?
No, Monty Af is somebody else.
It's Oum, yeah.
Goo Engine.
Goo Engine? Oh, the engine they used for it. Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of Ruby anymore. So
I heard, you know, like, here's the thing. I keep holding on to Ruby because I really, really wanted to conclude well. And it sucks that Rooster Teeth went through what they did because I'm like, okay, look, I need everyone to lock in and, like, finish Ruby because it was good. And I really would hate for it to, like, just end with no conclusion. That would drive me up a wall because it was really building up to something solid. I was like, yes, let's go.
I had a good time with Ruby. It was pretty cool. Although that one episode where they crossed over with DC was very interesting.
That is something that DC's just doing everything. Because, I mean, like, look, so Batman, like, Ninja, like, Suicide Squad, Isekai, Justice League with Ruby, it's insane.
Yeah, DC's being for sale right now.
They brought in Batman and Wonder Woman for Ruby, and I'm like, okay, this is very interesting. Because, you know, I didn't like the way they translated Batman into Ruby, because he looked so, like, whiny and helpless, because that's not who Bruce Wayne / Batman is. He's like, I hurt my knee. But in Batman, if it was, like, actually Batman, he'd be like, I'll just walk this off.
Exactly.
Yep.
Let me get the bat charade and just heal somehow, you know?
He immediately just, it doesn't even matter. He just wakes up. He just gets up, even if he, like, hurt himself. But it's not a problem, but
it's a thing with Batman, dude. Like, in Justice League, every time that everyone else was failing, Batman was the one pulling the team on his back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, like, then to see
even with that broken back.
Yeah, and then to see that character in here, like, whining like a bitch was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
What a choice.
It was a choice that they made.
Was it a good one?
Do I agree with it?
It wasn't a good one, but it's a choice, certainly.
It's a choice you guys could make. I don't know. But, like, then again, I don't know how much faith I have in DC, like, just controlling their own properties, because they keep trying to do things and just doing them completely ass backwards. So, like, you know, Man of Steel should not have been as gritty as it was. And, you know, like, Batman versus Superman, good golly. I'm like, I could write a thesis on where they went wrong.
Go for it.
How do you guys feel about multiverses?
It depends.
I'm cool with it. I'm writing a multiverse story.
I meant multiverses, the game, not actual multiverses. Yeah.
I Shaggy can fight Batman.
That is fun, yeah. They also just added Raven.
I like how Shaggy goes Super Saiyan.
Ultra Instinct Shaggy.
They embraced the
meme. I like Teen Titans, and Raven was one of my favorite characters up until, like, all of the R34 artists could not stop pumping out Raven artwork, and I'm like, hey, look, Starfire's right there.
And then they went to Starfire.
But Raven, though.
Yeah.
Raven. I get it.
Raven got the legs.
Raven's got it all. What do you mean?
I mean, Starfire's got it too. Come on, man. Like, it's.
I like Blackfire more.
When you could go with Blackfire, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. See, like, Gamma and I are on the same wavelength right now.
Blackfire exists. I keep forgetting that.
Look, here's the thing. Look, I knew that I had a taste for toxic women when I thought Azula was great in Avatar. But somehow, I always picked like Starfire over Blackfire, despite the fact that Blackfire and Azula are kind of like the same character, and Starfire is more in line with Ty Lee.
It's because you secretly want a woman who will do right by you, but you outwardly express that you want someone toxic for you.
This is all going to get cut out of the episode.
Is it? No, we're keeping that. That's a great line.
How dare you cut anything like
if
this,
that's,
bro.
If that's cut out, I am leaving a strongly worded comment with HR.
Sacro's going to call you out on Twitter.com.
Hey, fans. No, see, you know I don't that understand episode back then that we... when we talk about Bart's favorite tasting woman? It keeps coming up.
That's exactly
Remember
what I was
going
to say. How is it that all of these episodes where we discuss multiple things always ultimately comes back to my taste in women?
It's a very interesting topic.
Very interesting topic. Yeah, exactly.
We can discuss multiple wild. Things. We've got a topic about Christmas episodes, so how do you want to end
we
the Christmas,
did, we did.
Christmas
so,
episode?
So, hey, this is our gift to you, dear listener. Like, this was just us talking.
Leave a like for Blackfire. Talking. Leave a comment for Starfire.
Subscribe for Raven.
Subscribe for Raven.
I was going to say do all three for Raven. And if evidently Raven's the one everyone likes. So
and
I mean...
if you're Estra Toxica, leave a message for Bard.
Oh, God. If you're extra toxic, leave a message for Bard. You know what's funny is we had a conversation whenever, like, on the last commercial set that I was on where, you know, we're just sitting in the green room, right? We're just waiting for, like, for our turn to be on camera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we get into a conversation and this one girl was just going on about her toxic ex and how he was manipulative, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And she's all like, how about you? You ever had, and you know, she opens to the room, like, you guys ever have any like toxic exes, this and that? And I was like, no, but I did have an ex that pulled a knife on me. And you know, she's all like, what? And I was like, yeah, that's the thing that happened. And she's all like, so wait, you said no, she wasn't toxic, like, but she pulled a knife on you? And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's just who she was.
That's part of her personality.
That's
and she was
the
like,
knife was a fiction of herself.
She was like, how do you not see that as toxic? I was like, okay, let me put it to you this way. I'm like a bull. I see a red flag and I just run towards it.
She's a fan of Scream.
He just likes Ghostface, bro. Come on.
Girls like Ghostface, right? Is that a thing?
Yeah. She was huge into the Scream movie franchise, so I mean, there's that.
The first one's good. I don't know about anything else.
Yeah, she was huge into healing crystals and auras, and you know, honestly, this was just like an amalgamation of red flags.
That's a lot of red right there.
That's nothing but red.
This is like bloody red.
It's like the freaking Shining. All that blood just in red just coming out, and you're like, yes.
Yeah. So, like that being said, like it's look. I'm just absolutely terrible at, like, just being in danger because I'll start being funny and it's not funny. I have, like, Spider-Man syndrome where I'll just start making jokes, but the difference is I don't have superpowers and I can't fight. So
I'm in danger.
I'm in danger. But anything else you guys want to add to this Christmas episode? This train wreck, this drifting train wreck, Polar Express train wreck of a Christmas episode.
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay.
May you all have a great holiday, whatever you celebrate. Either with your loved ones or alone. You still have us here. Leave a comment, subscribe, and toxic us. Leave a message for Bar.
Okay, Gamma, if you had stopped
make
just like a second
ho,
earlier,
ho,
that was the sweetest thing I'd ever
good.
Heard. It was going so well. I was like, oh, look at Gamma bringing us back to the spirit of the thing. Okay, anyone else?
Marketing strats. Okay, if you agree that Bard thinks red flags are the way to go, then yeah, hit that 2,000 likes.
Yeah, we're just trying to get to 2,000 likes before the new year, guys. So If you think Bart is a furry or loves red flags or is into toxic women or is into tall dommy mommies, just leave us a like if we reach 2,000 likes.
You need to air out your laundry like that, dude.
Well, these are all the things we've discussed on past episodes.
Yeah, but you put them all in one space. You got to let them find it themselves. You know, a little nugget here, a little nugget there.
You know what? End of year. I don't want any more mysteries. So, you know, like, if you happen to think that any of these are true, leave a like. If we reach 2,000 likes,
The cookie crumbles, man. You can't.
I guess. We'll start a TikTok and
each video would just be a smasher pass with Bard staring at a screen for 5 seconds.
It's just entirety of the smasher pass of just toxic women.
Just toxic women, like toxic women, and you know what? That's a great idea for an episode. Like, hey, get us to 2,000 likes, and we'll do the smasher pass all toxic women. Like, we'll discuss Azula. We'll discuss, you know, like. Blackfire. just a laundry list of the worst possible people for you. Princess Bubblegum, let's go.
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
In all fairness, I do happen to, I would say probably smash on Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn's great.
I'm pretty sure your smash is for all four of those so far.
I would probably all, yes.
I mean, you don't even need to do the whole video. We know you're going to say yes to all of them.
All right, bye everybody.
Until
happy,
next
happy
time.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa.
Merry Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate. Whatever you celebrate from us here at the Battle Phase to you at your homes. Can't wait to see you next year. Until next time, adios.
And now we start the Christmas carol, everybody. On three.
One,
we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.